Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jin Twin, and it's the 6th of March today. And I realise I haven't booed in a long time. Well, I gave up for Boori after day 22 to be precise, and that's because that was the last weekend of half term and we took the kids out both days, but unfortunately the weather was quite cold and then wet as well. So on day 23 I had a full blown cold and a nasty bug that I'm only just getting rid of. So I had to give up doing daily boos, which kind of annoyed me because I like to finish off while I start. So therefore I was thinking, even though it's March now and there's a new hashtag out there, but more for myself, so I know that I've completed the challenge. I quite like to finish off the topics off for Boori, starting with day 23, which was bad behaviour. What behaviour should not be tolerated? Intolerance, I think, should not be tolerated, even though that might sound quite paradoxical. But I think that's also what confuses and worries me about society these days, that there seems to be less respect for one another, less acceptance, less of the laissez-faire that the English are so well known for, and less consideration for others. I think what I tell my children is treat others the way you want to be treated, and I think if everybody did that, then yeah, I think the world would be a better place. Worst behaviour I've ever witnessed. I think I'm quite lucky. I've lived a very sheltered life. So the only instances that I can remember that shocked me were in Germany. Some little kid, he was only 4 or 5 perhaps, swore at me, used the F word as well. I think partly that never happened to me, that a small child had sworn at me. But also it happened right at the block of flats where I used to live. And I just thought, oh, I'm so glad I don't live here anymore now. If that's the sort of people who are here. Any other instance I can remember, an instance of violence that I've witnessed was when I was a teenager and I was visiting friends in the UK, in Folkestone, after a night out at the disco. We all came out and then there was a fight going on, and I didn't really know, I mean, it was none of our group was involved, but simply to see that there were people fighting, just a fist fight, and I remember being confused because I didn't know what was going on, and I didn't feel safe, again, because I didn't know what was going on. So that's probably the worst I've actually witnessed. Other than that, things where I've not been involved directly and just have seen pictures on television, I can still remember looking at the television screen when 9/11 happened. I was at work, we all went to the boardroom, they switched a big television on and we all watched it, and it was like watching an action disaster film, only we knew it was real and it was very difficult to take in. And the same when the London bombings happened, and the phone lines were going wild, and so many people wanted to know what's going on, and we didn't really know anything either, and we didn't know whether it had stopped yet. So yeah, those are sort of the worst instances of violence that I remember. Worst quality a person can have, I would say someone who a bigot, and someone who doesn't even accept that somebody else can have another viewpoint, because then it's completely pointless. Whatever that person believes, they're not going to go from that viewpoint. They're not even going to be, you can't reason with them, because they don't even accept that there is another opinion out there apart from their own. That's what I find worse, as to an indifference to other people's opinions, because there's nothing you can do with that. There's no reasoning, there's no talking. That person just won't listen, and they won't even try to understand. That's what I find worst. But I realise that's a very subjective thing, and it totally depends on one's own experiences of people in life. And that's all I'm going to say on that one. Thanks for listening.